In our humanity, we're often prone to thinking that God is asleep or late. Nothing is further from the truth. We are the ones who need to wake up, and he is never late. He's the one, remember, who wrote Ephesians 5:14, "Arise, you sleeper, rise from the dead, and the Anointed One will shine his light on you." He isn't the one who needs to get his act together, wake up, or move. We are the ones who need to do all three. He might appear to be late in our timing or slow to move, but again, it's all got to do with perception. This is all about learning his ways. For example, how to wait and wait well. You can wait, but not wait well. If you're full of murmuring and complaining, you're not waiting well and you're learning nothing. You're going to be in for a long wait, my friend. Maybe we need to look at some people who have gone before us to learn from their mistakes. Famous people who got the right idea but missed it when it came to waiting for God's timing and his way. You'll see they just couldn't wait. Both of them did what they thought best, with disastrous consequences. You can hear God, beloved, but miss him in terms of timing. There is always a test of your patience involved. The tale of King Saul is a classic example. Samuel had said, "Wait until I arrive," but to test Saul's obedience, he hangs around a bit. 1 Samuel 15 tells the full story. Saul falls victim to his own insecurities, feels impelled to take action, and as a result, loses the kingdom. He took precipitate action, it lost him the throne. King David, he wants to get the ark back to Jerusalem. Here, his motive is right, his heart is right, his sense of God's purpose is right, but his timing is out. He gets so enthusiastic, so carried away with his own ideas, he forgets to follow the Maker's instructions on how the ark should be moved. Not so much about time in this one, but about method. Someone died as a result, and it was some time later before the ark went back to where it belonged. You can see that story in 2 Samuel 6. What am I saying? Keep in the place of prayer. Make sure you know not only his request, but his method and timing. Don't just get the instruction and run off with it. Stay connected. Do it his way. He is the head. You're the body. The body takes instruction from the head. Wait for his timing. Wait for his method. Go when he says. It's all about that lovely fruit of the Spirit, patience. How's it working out for you?